Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
And let's go to Matthew 5. Matthew 5. Verse 1 through 6. Matthew 5, verse 1 through 6. All right, let me read this to you. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." I'm going to stop right there because we're going to stick to that verse. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you praise. Holy Spirit, you have your way in this place. Open our hearts to receive and to respond to your word tonight. Open our ears to hear your voice. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. You may be seated. If you're taking notes, the title of my message is Stay Hungry for God. Tonight I want to talk about hunger. He says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." The word hunger means to crave and strongly desire food. The other day, my kids, Dad, I'm hungry. I'm like, okay, I'm hungry too, but I'm hungry. What do you want? Dad, can I get a chicken nuggets Happy Meal with extra fries and a chocolate milk and a toy? I'm like, oh, and a toy? Like, yeah, I'm hungry. So we got them a McDonald's Happy Meal and a toy. Dad, make sure you say toy. Like, they were hungry for McDonald's that day, okay? Are you guys hungry tonight? Okay. I'll make it fast because I know you got some crock pot cooking, but okay. The word thirst means a needing or wanting to drink. My wife's favorite thing to drink, guess what it is? It's not a Coke. It's not a root beer. No, it's not. It's not Dr. Pepper. Guess what it is? Oh, no. It's an iced vanilla brevet. Oh, is that your favorite? Oh, that's my favorite. I hope that's yours. I know that's Pastor Tim's not favorite. But anyways, yeah, that's her favorite drink. She wants it. She desires it. I want this before I go shopping. I want this before I go church. I need it right now. You guys ever felt that? I need my drink right now. You better get it right. Yeah, you better get it right. But guess what? It's the same way with God. That's how we should hunger and thirst for God. Strongly desiring and wanting God. The Bible says hunger and thirst for God. When was the last time you hungered after God? When was the last time you thirsted after God? If there was ever a time to hunger and thirst for God, it should be now. It should be now. A revival is going to take place. An outpouring of the Spirit is going to come. Are you ready for it? Hunger and thirst for God. It should be now. At your house, at this church, in your life group. Hunger. Don't allow bitterness, jealousy, pride, and offense to hinder your hunger for God. Don't allow that to happen. Don't allow the devil to steal your joy. Once the devil steals your joy, the devil steals your hunger. The devil steals your passion because you're all gloomy. Oh, I gotta go to church. There's no joy in you because the devil stole your joy because there was an offense that happened in your life. There was something that happened in your life so that you don't want to serve God no more. So you don't want to go to church no more because I don't like this person. Get over it. Forgive people and let God heal your life. How can God forgive you if you can't forgive people? Get rid of offense. Can I get an amen? Don't be prideful. Humble yourself before the Lord, and He shall lift you up. The devil's purpose to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose, God's purpose, is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Hunger for what is good. This morning, Pastor Gil said, God is good, devil bad, right? Hunger for what is good. God is good, devil bad, right? So we should hunger for what is good. Everybody say, God is good. There you go. I love that spirit. The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. What is righteousness? What is righteousness? By living right. It's the approval of God. It is to please God. How do we please God? By living holy. By living by the word of God. Live right. Everyone say live right. Ephesians 5:1. Please Him. In everything you do, imitate God. Therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children. In Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. John 6:35, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. And whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Only God can satisfy your needs. I remember when Benny Hinn came to King's Cathedral on Maui. You guys know Benny Hinn? Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, it's anointed. But when he came, I was in that service. I was sitting in the front row. I'm like, whoa, look at this guy. But I'm like sitting there. And then he started singing. He started worshiping. The power of God was moving in that service. I'm like, could this be real? Like, what is happening? I'm sitting right in the front, right here. And he came and he laid hands on me. And I felt the power of God coming through me like electricity. I'm like, whoa, what? In the world, but like I was getting touched by God. He laid hands on me. The moment He laid hands on me, I felt the power of God come upon me, and that stirred a deeper hunger in me. Ever since that service, I started loving the presence of God. Ever since that moment, I started loving Jesus more and more. I wanted to just be with Him. Hunger for God. There's more in store for you. Don't just be satisfied with what you have now. I'm good. Gee, I'm out. No, you hunger because there's more in store for you. There's more in store. One touch from God can change your life. When was the last time you encountered God's power? Today, yesterday, I don't know. When was the last time? Acts 1:8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. In the upper room, they waited and they hungered after God, and a revival broke out. It's about your hunger. Are you hungry tonight? Are you hungry for more? If you're taking notes, the first point is hunger for the word. Hunger for the word. The word of God fills us and it satisfies our hunger. Pastor Daniel preached a powerful word last week. In the morning, he shares about thanksgiving. We should be overflowing with thankfulness. Everyone say, thank you, Jesus. That's how it should be every day. Thank you, Jesus. And Sunday night, he shared about continue to follow him. Are you a disciple? Right? That's powerful, powerful message. You know what? Our pastor, he hungers for the word. He loves the word of God. And that's how we should be. We should be like our pastor to hunger for the word of God. Get a deeper revelation of the word. A deeper wisdom, insight from God. Don't just read the verse of the day. Oh, I'm good. Verse of the day. Oh, God is good. Okay. That's not going to work. Is that hunger? No, that's like a fry. Something like that. But as Christians, we need to know the word of God. Psalms 119:11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. How often do you read your Bible? You are never too busy to get in the word of God. Oh, I'm busy. I got to work today. I go home. I'm tired now. Oh, I got too much kids. You're not hungry for God, okay? Make time for God. How can you know God if you don't read the word? To know God is to know his word. To love God is to live by his word. Don't just read the word, but you must obey the word. You must obey the word. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Psalms 119:105, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Luke 1:37, for the word of God will never fail. For the word of God will never fail. You need God to speak to you. Guess what? Get in your word. Get in your word. Oh, God, I need you to speak to me. Call a prophet here. No. You get in your word. God wants to speak to you. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of God stands forever. The word of God stands forever. God wants to refresh you with his word. Tonight, God wants to put a hunger in you that you would love his word. Yeah, I just want signs, wonders, and miracles. Guess what? That's all you're going to get, but you're not going to get the full word of God. The word of God is powerful. It's more powerful than any miracle. The word of God. That's what we should long for. That's what we should hunger for. He wants to do something great in your life. We first must love his word. Love who he is. That's how you get to know our God. John 8, verse 31, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. It's the word of God that sets us free. It's the word of God that transforms our mind. It's the word of God. We need to hunger for the word like never before. Reading the Bible keeps our mind clean. You know, when we're working, we're doing things, we have so much filth going through us. We're watching things filth, dirty. Reading the word helps you clean that out. Reading the word helps you to clean yourself. That's why I stay grounded in the word. Woo! I'm preaching now. Can I get a little monitor here? Woo! Oh, man. Just a little bit. Second point, hunger in prayer. Hunger in prayer. Jesus prayed. Did you know that? I hope you knew that. Jesus prayed. He made time to pray. In Luke 6:12, one day soon afterward, Jesus went up the mountain to pray. And he prayed to God all night. Can you do that? Can you pray to God all night? Maybe I'll see you guys sleeping a little bit. In Mark 6, verse 46, after telling everyone goodbye, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. In Mark 1:35, before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is communicating and connecting with God. When was the last time you prayed? When was the last time you prayed? Not just for your food or, oh man, bless my day, Lord. Oh yeah, bless me. No, no, no. Not just that. Okay, that's good prayers, but when was the last time you prayed in your secret place? When was the last time you prayed in your secret place? The secret in hearing God's voice is in your secret place. God speaks to me more and more when I'm by myself. When I'm by myself, when I take time to seek his face. When I take time to just meditate, God, Holy Spirit, I thank you. God begins to speak to me. God can speak to you when you do the same thing. Get in your secret place with God. Hunger for him like never before. And you'll see a revival break out in your family. A revival break out in your workplace. A revival break out in this church. But you must hunger for God like never before. Get in your secret place. Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy. I tell myself that all the time. Get to the gym. Don't be lazy. In Matthew 6, verse 6, but when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. You know, us moving here, it was through prayer. It was through seeking his face. We prayed and prayed and prayed, God, speak to us. Do we move here or not? To the cold and freeze, to death? Oh, just kidding. I really love Alaska. It's not that cold yet, is it? Oh, man, please, Lord. We had that blizzard, though, right? Oh, I was flying away. I was like, whoa. But anyways, let's stick to But we obeyed the Lord. We prayed and we obeyed the Lord. When I'm driving, guess what? I'm constantly praying. I'm like driving. And like I'm in a stoplight too. Oh, Lord. They're like, this guy's weird. What are you? But anyways, I'm constantly praying. Like literally, I'm praying. I love praying. And when I'm sleeping, I know my spirit's praying. Because there was this one time, I had this dream. I was sleeping. And I was like in the service. And I was like, oh, Holy Spirit. I wake up. I'm like, oh, I'm still, my family sleeping. I'm like praying in my sleep. Like, it felt real. I had that dream before. Did it feel real? Like, oh. Or you fell out of the car. Like, oh. Oh, I thought I fell out. But your dream felt real. I bet you my spirit is always praying. Is your spirit praying? We have to hunger in prayer. Philippians 4, verse 6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all for what he has done. For what he has done. When Benny Hinn laid hands on me that day, he asked me this question. So I was all slain in the spirit, and he asked me, young man, I have a question for you. So he asked me a question. What do you want God to do for you? I'm like, oh, yeah, just everything. I don't know, you know, like, everything, Lord. And he was like, young man, let me teach you something. Be specific with your prayers. Pray big prayers, and he will give you everything you need. Everyone, that's the secret. Be specific with your prayers. Pray big prayers. Don't just pray, God, help me to get me a car. But what kind of car? Okay? What kind of car? I want a BMW. Okay. You know, just what kind of things you want? What kind of house do you want? How do you want it to look like? What do you want from God tonight? What do you want God to do for you? Be specific. Write it down. God, I want this. Oh, God, I want a godly wife. That's what I did. I got a godly wife. Ah, Shatari. Man, I'm so blessed to have a wife. Oh, if I didn't have my wife, I would be messed up. But praise God. She keeps me in check. I say the weirdest thing ever, and she helps me to stay focused. I'll take out the trash tonight. Your wife ever tell you to take out the trash? Maybe so. My wife tells me to take out the trash all the time, but I wait for a bit, and then she gets mad and she takes it out. Oh, just kidding. Don't wait. Just take it out real quick. What do you want God to do for you in your life? And point three, hunger for his presence. God's presence is the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is a member of the Godhead who carries the fullness of God, the Father, and the Son. He is not an it or a mystical power. He is God. The Holy Spirit is a person, and he has feelings. I have feelings. You have feelings. The Holy Spirit has feelings. The Holy Spirit teaches, convicts, and leads us. The Holy Spirit is our helper. John 14:26, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. If we want a deep, intimate relationship with God, we have to know him by his Spirit. To know his heart is to know his Spirit. We need to hunger for his presence. We need to hunger for his presence. John 7:37. On the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart." It's the Holy Spirit. We need a hunger like never before. Stay hungry for God. Don't get tired. Don't grow weary because you're so busy. Or church. I'm in church too many times. I need to take a day off today. Come to church and be hungry. Be hungry. There's more in store. When you're hungry, he'll give you the strength that you need. When you search after his face, he will give you the strength that you need. Pick yourself up if you messed up. If there's sin in your life, pick yourself up and follow Jesus. You can experience God at home. The other day, I went in my room. I shut the door. And I hungered after His presence. I closed my eyes. I lift my hands high. Jesus, I'm here. Holy Spirit, I need You. I love You. That's how I hunger for His presence at home. I turn on worship music and I'm singing, "Holy, holy, we worship You. I worship You. I give You glory." That's how I do it. And the presence of God begins to fill my room. The presence of God can fill your house. But get in your secret place with God and hunger after Him. And you will even see and experience maybe healing in your body. God's gonna give you a clear revelation when you hunger after Him. I love the presence of God. I love the Holy Spirit. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Do you love the Holy Spirit? He wants to live in you and use you. Spirit of the living God, You are so good. I'm telling you, my life is never the same. I didn't grow up in the church. My family didn't grow up in the church. But I'm here today as a minister preaching the word. I didn't want to preach on this mic. I didn't want to preach publicly. I hated talking to people. I hated high school. I hated school. I was so depressed. I was so broken. But Jesus saved my life. I have this hunger in me and believe that God is going to use me. And God wants to use you. I love God. I don't want to just chill and be laid back, but I want God to use me like never before. And I know Holy Spirit's in this place. The Holy Spirit is here tonight. I don't know if you sense it, but Spirit of the living God, we honor You. We worship You. Let Your Holy Spirit flow in this place tonight. We praise Your holy name.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.